We will begin today the third perek of Mishnayos Yomo, which will be lesson number 9. The Mishnah continues with the chronology of the events of the day, actually of every day, because the first korban which is brought is the korban tomid, which is brought in the morning of every day, including Yom Kippur. Oma lohem ha-memuna. So the memuna, the person, the kohen who was in charge of this procedure, Rashi says this was the segan ha-kohen ha-gadol, the vice kohen gadol, so to speak. Others say that this was the same person we learned about earlier, the person who was in charge of the paisos, of the selection process. In any case, this official kohen declared, Tzu uru, go out and see im higia zman hashchita, if it's time to do the shchita, to slaughter the animal, the sheep, for the korban tomid, because it could not be done at night. The pasuk says biyom zivchachem, and had to be done in the daytime. So they have to see if it was daylight or not. Im higia, if indeed it was daylight, then horoa omer, the person who was a scout of some sort, who was on a high tower, turret, and saw the sun shining and rising in the distance, would declare barkai, which means it is shining. Matisya ben Shmuel omer. Matisya ben Shmuel, some say that he himself was a memuna. He was one of the officials appointed over the paisos. Others say that he is a mandiomar. He is a person with an opinion in the Mishnah. And his opinion is that they did not just wait for the barkai point, for the point where someone could say, yes, the sun is shining, but rather, heir p'nei kol ha-mizrach. He would ask whether the entire eastern horizon was lit up. This is a time somewhat later than the previous time of barkai. He said they waited till that point until they allowed the shechita of the korban tomid. Ad shebechevron, he would also ask, was it light, was the sun already shining until Chevron, which is southeast of Yerushalayim, for who Omer Hain, and he would say, yes, now it's time, we can go ahead with the Shechita. The Gemara says that the reason they mentioned, this is the Yerushalmi that says, the reason why they mentioned Chevron is to mention Chevron and those who are buried there, the Avos and the Imos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, and Leah, who were buried there, in order to arouse their zechusim at this point in time. V'loma hutzruchu l'chach, why do they have to go up to a high place and make sure that indeed it was light on the eastern horizon? Shepam achas olam or halvona. Once, this couldn't have been Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, in the first third of the month, the moon is not visible at close to dawn, at the end of the night. So therefore, this happened some other time of the year, that the moon came out late at night, toward dawn, and cast some light, and they thought, oh, it's already dawn. V'dimu, they imagined, Sheheir HaMizrach, it's dawn. V'shochatu es ha-tomid, and they slaughtered the korban tomid animal. And it was possible, the shechita was possible, because the shechita was done b'layla, the shechita was invalid. If the shechita is invalid, you have to destroy the carcass of the animal, the hotziyuhu, l'veis ha-sreifo. Indeed, they took it out to the place where they would burn psulei ha-mukdoshin, they would burn those korbanos which were possible. And they had to shecht another tomid, and therefore, they made it a procedure such that it would not be vulnerable to make that kind of mistake again, because they would have someone in a high place observe and make sure that indeed it was barkoi or it was Heir Pinei Kol HaMizrach, it was definitely dawn. Now, the Mishnah resumes the chronology of Yom Kippur. Horidu Kohen Gadol Leveis HaTevilo. They took the Kohen Gadol as the beginning of his work, really, and they took him to a mikveh. This mikveh, by the way, was not in the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash itself. It was b'chol, because he was just coming from chol. He was not changing from one beged to another beged. He was changing from his everyday begodim into, as we will see, the big day Zohov. So he went to the mikveh, because anybody who enters the Beis HaMikdash has to go to the mikveh. Zeh haklal hoya b'mikdash. This was the rule in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol ha-meisiches raglov. This is an expression, a euphemism for defecation. Anyone who had just relieved himself, to'un tevila, must go to the mikveh. V'chol ha-matil mayim, anybody who has let water pass water, meaning he's urinated, to'un kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, must wash his hands and feet from the water of the kior, of the fountain, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. So step one in the process for the Kohen Gadol that morning of Yom Kippur was to go to the mikveh. And so we have finished the second Mishnah of Perek Gimel, and with that we have finished lesson number 9.